go to the phone line where we've got the chairman of the board, the Well Done Foundation, Mr. Curtis Shuck, who has quite a history in the supply chain and oil and gas and agriculture too. Got to throw that one in there because you did cover commodities. How you doing today there, Mr. Curtis Shuck of the Well Done Foundation?
Good, brother. Good. Always great to have some time with you on the phone, that's for sure.
Well, I appreciate you taking a few minutes here in between your busy schedule. And I saw the release that you guys have just cut a deal or did some work with Tito's Craft Spirits. And is that correct, sir?
It is, yeah. They stepped up as part of the team supporting our five bayous project in Louisiana. And we've already plugged our first well there, kicking off the 2022 season of methane emission reduction. And it's great to have that brand on our team. What a game changer and a great fit. They're just an amazing group of folks.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit. I got three questions for you. One is about the relationship and the importance of the connectivity outside of the oil and gas industry. And to me, that's the real meat and potatoes of this story. The second one is, I'd like to know how that happened because they are outside the industry. This is a non-traditional outside the box, you know, sponsor or supporter of the Orphan Well project that you have going there at the Well Done Foundation. So that's the second part. And the third one is to recap the five bayou projects. So, you know, these the Well Done projects that you got going on down there. So let's circle back to the first one and let's talk about the connectivity a little bit, because the example I give to a lot of people in the oil and gas industry is the College Bowl Day games, where, you know, Exxon and Shell and BP, they really didn't sponsor any of those College Bowl games. And that would have been a really good opportunity to connect with the average person outside of the industry. And that's just kind of an example I like to give. This is another one of those examples of, hey, man, this is Curtis Shuck going outside of the industry, finding some sponsors that are non-traditional in the thought of oil and gas. And talk to me a little bit about how that happened.
Well, you know, so I think the key there is that, you know, doing the right thing is always, you know, doing the right thing. And this issue that we're all facing of, you know, climate awareness and climate action and again, just being good, you know, citizens, leaving things better for the next folks that are coming along behind us, it, you know, crosscuts across every industry. And you know, Tito's jumped in literally with both feet. And, you know, how refreshing to have, you know, an organization, to your point, that's outside of our kind of our normal world, and but really gets it and wants to do something, leave a positive legacy. And I mean, gosh, from day one they were all in, and working through the various agreements and all the things, very cautious on the due diligence side. So we're you know, very, you know, blessed and thrilled to be part of the Tito's team. And I think it just speaks a lot of to that brand. You know, again, back to the, you know, walk and the talk program, that they're literally, you know, putting their money where their mouth is and doing some great things. And, you know, I wish Jason and I could take all the credit for, you know, chasing them down and landing the deal. The truth be told is that they actually reached out to us after a piece that I think was released by Scripps, a piece that was done in Helena, originated in Helena, and got some, you know, national coverage through the AP wire. And, you know, they reached out and said, hey, what do you think? And, you know, they were just a little curious if we were cool with, you know, being associated with the, you know, the Tito's brand. And, you know, obviously the immediate response was, heck yeah, we're in, you know, and so it's been great. And like I said, we're just kicking off or have finished our first project and taking a breath here in Montana right now and headed back down in the next week and kick off, you know, another round of plugs.
Now, these projects down in Louisiana, the Five Bayou Project, is that what it's called?
Yes, it is. Yep.
And are these orphan wells, abandoned wells? Talk to me about that a little bit.
Oh, they're orphans. You know, the Well Done Foundation is all orphan all the time. You know, that's just such a clean and clear narrative, Jason, that we're just not even going to dabble in those other spaces.
You I'm really glad you said that, because I did say this to the Texas Railroad Commissioner, that I do wish they would become a little bit more definitive between abandoned and orphan, because I think there's some politics being played with that. And this is an area where I don't think politics should be made.
Yeah. Well, it's a, you know, it's a pretty broad definition, or can be broadly applied, I should say. You know, the orphan definition is clear. It's absolutely, you know, nobody left standing except the state or the federal government, depending on, you know, where the location is. You get into an abandoned well scenario and there can still be active operators, in the chain of title, in the line of succession. And, you know, that's really just not our space. And so we're, you know, we've been all orphans from the get-go, and we're going to continue to be there, because we think that, as I said, that the narrative is clear, the need is clear, and we'll just let, you know, if others want to play in that space, have at it. We're going to stay in our lane.
And I could totally understand that, even with the crude life, with our non-political solution-based journalism, whether we're doing newspaper articles, magazine articles, podcasts, isolated interviews, or radio shows, we generally like to have at least some sort of newsy or solution-based journalism behind what we're doing. And it's not always the most popular thing, but hey, you know what? It's the right thing to do. And just like what the Well Done Foundation is doing, sometimes you just got to keep doing the right thing, and hopefully you wake up and you're able to look at that mirror and smile and go to work. And
absolutely. Well, I certainly sleep good at night, you know, because of that. And it's not like there's not lots of opportunities out there. And we're certainly seeing an infilling of any number of parties with literally any number of agendas. And, you know, hey, look, that's all good and fine. But, you know, for the Well Done Foundation, and for me, Curtis Shuck, it's about staying true to that mission and true to that vision, because I feel it would be, you know, whether it's a curse or a calling, you know, I guess that depends on the day. But for me, I think that's where I'm supposed to be.
So let's talk about the Louisiana project then. It's the Five Bayous. How many bayous have you plugged so far? These are all orphan wells, and is this all Tito-based, or is Tito taking one of them, and, you know, we're looking for Kettle One to step up and take another one, or is Sammy Hagar's Patron going to come in here, or let's get the whole bartender done here down in Louisiana.
There you go.
For Fat Tuesday Mardi Gras, baby.
You got it. It's a fun place to be. And
Talk to me about the Five Bayous. Is this a Tito project, or is this, you know, are they part of it, or just to explain the five, if you would?
Sure. Well, so as I've come to learn, you know, sort of being a transplant into Louisiana right now, is that, you know, bayou is a fancy name for a ditch or a creek, depending on your perspective and the time of day or season. And so the area that we're working is, you know, has got a lot of water around it, as you can imagine, in Louisiana. And so, you know, there are five defined bayous that intersect or interact with this particular project location, which has over 100 wells in it. And so Tito's has come to the table and really kicked the project off. They are sponsoring three wells through the program. But what I love about the Tito's approach is that they're looking to leverage other participation, whether it is customer participation or other business participation. They're all about making their dollars go further and have increased impact. And so it's really been fun working with this team. A lot of great ideas that they're bringing into the Well Done culture. And so we'll see where it goes. And I did see a gray goose fly by down there just last week. So just saying.
And I did see one kettle around the corner. So
you got it.
Yeah, yeah. All we need is Mr. Belvedere serving it up, and we got it all taken care of, don't we? Okay.
Indeed.
Oh yeah. Well, that's good. That's great. Like I said, to me the big story is the Tito's is a non-traditional oil and gas, non-traditional energy. And it's a great way to connect. I mean, you can't go to an Applebee's in America without seeing a Tito sign.
Yeah, it's a great brand and is really, done well in terms of their market cap. Obviously, it's a great product. And then to learn more about, the Love Tito's Foundation and the way that the Tito's team operates, we're thrilled to be a part of it. And we're looking forward to some of the next projects that we got coming up and keeping you guys in the loop on what we're doing.
Well, let's go ahead and give you a plug. Ha ha ha. Look at that. Huh? So for the Well Done Foundation, let's let, let's say you're up in the East Coast and Hines or Jerome Bettis, who's very active up there with the Jerome Bettis Foundation, if they want to pitch in and help you out, or if you go down to the, New Mexico or something like that, how can these companies like Tito, who may be a non-traditional company to the oil and gas industry, or a ConocoPhillips or somebody like that, how can they help you out? What did they just pick up the phone and call, or how do they do this?
Yeah, that's the best way. And, we've got definitely lots of links on our website that eventually lead to me through the various team members through our info line. But yeah, that's the best way. I think, Jason, go on to the website at www.welldonefoundation.org and check us out. We've got some great material on there, so I've been told. Obviously, I'm a little biased, but there's lots of pathways. And I try to respond back personally to, each of those inquiries that are sort of directed at me. We are stepping up our game in terms of responding to those emails more quickly. I think that's going to be the best way to go about it, and we'll love to get back to you.
I lied. We're going to go into overtime. One more question for Curtis Shuck, who I wanted 5 minutes of time, and we're getting near 15 minutes, so I do appreciate your time. But I'd be remiss if I didn't ask about ESG. You are in the stratosphere, in the sphere, in the tractor beam of ESG with Orphan Wells. And I'm not sure if, Tito's, if this is something that they can put in their ESG sustainability report, because I know a lot of these big corporations now are doing ESG reports. They used to be corporate sustainability reports, and now some are doing both, and some are doing a hybrid and a number of different things. But you don't have to get into the specifics of, what their rationale and all these different things, but I'd be remiss if I didn't ask about the ESG angle and where you're at with the Well Done Foundation and ESG, because we've talked about this for 3 years now, 2 years.
Yeah, well, the fact is that we sponsored the first and only of its kind methodology for carbon offsets through the American Carbon Registry. And, you know, we're hoping that that's on its final lap around the review process. And so that's going to create a platform then for certified offsets to be generated. Of course, the Well Done Foundation is already, you know, we have our own branded and trademarked climate benefit units that we're trading. And so, yeah, no, that's a huge space. And, you know, the reality of our projects is that they're absolutely binary. I mean, it's gas on, gas off. We have great measurement and monitoring instrumentation that we're working with and actually stepping out and doing third-party work now with that instrumentation team that is, you know, unequivocally measuring the flow and quantity of methane gas that we're capturing. So to your point specifically, ESG is critical. If you're going to do something, you better be able to measure it and talk about it. And so I think that Tito saw the absolute value in the work that we're doing beyond just the goodwill and the great story, but the fact that, you know what, those measurements or those offsets are real and can be delivered. And so, yeah, that's one of the absolute exciting parts of this work right now, is that we're moving rapidly, you know, into that space to be able to deliver those certified offsets into the market.
This next question is the last question, I swear, and you can tell me to take it off the record if you want, because did you bring that to them, or did they reach out to you for that? Meaning that the carbon offsets, and that's like insider baseball stuff. And I just, in one hand, I'm thinking, okay, Tito's, you know, wants to do some checkbox stuff. They want to do the right thing. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh man, this is a lot more than we thought. Or was it, hey, we need this and that. You know what I'm saying? Like, did you bring that to them, or did they know about the carbon offsets ahead of time?
You know, they, that discussion, developed organically, as we were talking about, you know, the Well Done project and how we operate and what we deliver. And so for me, that's really important, because
yes.
You know, they were looking to do the right thing regardless. And
thank you for that. That was the whole reason for the question, and that's why I was tiptoeing and dancing around it, because if it didn't come out right, then it didn't, you know, because they just wanted to do the right thing. Okay.
Yeah. So that's awesome. And again, in terms of brand alignment, we clicked immediately in that regard. So,
but from the other side of it, and this is why I did ask the question, was that they were receptive to it. And that tells me that there is now an opportunity for the non-traditional outside the industry sponsors, for people to reach out and say, hey, listen, look at what the Well Done Foundation has done with Tito's. This is the new template.
You bet. And they love it, because you can wrap your arms around it. I mean, you can measure it, you can see it using the right lens, and when we're done, it's gone and it's permanent. So it's pretty cool stuff in that regard.
Well, congratulations, sir. I mean, you know, if we keep going, we're going to have to pour a Bloody Mary with some Tito's vodka here pretty soon, or a martini, because it's getting close to 5 o'clock my time. I know you're in mountain time, but...
Yeah, we're still working here, but I'd look forward to it anytime. We've got a big fat bottle of Tito's here at the Well Done shop that prominently displayed, as you can imagine. So.